Good afternoon. It's 73 degrees in Nashville. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Tennessee's new congressional maps are now facing multiple legal challenges as voters, candidates, and the NAACP file to stop new maps from going into effect before the midterms. The Tennessee Democratic Party filed its lawsuit today in federal court, seeking an immediate hearing on whether the new maps can go forward. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao explained on NPR's Morning Edition what's changed since yesterday's redistricting vote.
Now the city will be split into three different congressional districts, and it means all nine of the state's U.S. House seats are more likely to go to Republicans. Protesters from the state's blue cities argue that this will take away the voice of voters who support Democrats, roughly a third of the state's population. Some Republicans agreed in their own way. We had a few no votes and a few who abstained, but by and large, the state's Republican supermajority was on board with Trump's redistricting plan. Memphis's 9th congressional district was pretty compact. Now it will stretch nearly 300 miles from the border with Mississippi in the western corner of the state to the edge of Nashville in the middle of the state.
In a federal suit to block the law, voters and candidates argue the timeline is too close to the midterm elections to make all the necessary changes, which could confuse voters and lead to voter suppression. Separately, the NAACP filed in a local court, but it's not clear when those arguments would be considered. A major fire has erupted at a plastics recycling facility in Henry County. That's along the Kentucky border in Middle Tennessee. News Channel 5 reports there have been no evacuation orders nor explanations released. It did publish a photo of a giant dark gray cloud of smoke rising hundreds of feet in the air and firefighters dousing burning piles of plastic lying outside the building. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.